Well, welcome to church. I know that some of you here, you are first time here. I've also talked to you during the morning sessions and morning breakfast, whereby you joined us for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Some of you stays very near, some of you stays really far, and I thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming all the way here. So welcome to the part one of this Christmas series. Today we're going to start the part one of Christmas series, a gift like no other. So Christmas is here, Christmas decor is everywhere, and you can see right in our foyer the Christmas decor. And the playlist, how many of you, your Spotify playlist start to change already? I start to have Christmas playlist, right? And gifts, okay, 11, 11, 12, 12, all this. And the children can't wait, and also adults. Some of us, other than celebrating Christmas, we also can't wait to go for holiday. And I heard that some of you, you came back from holidays, okay, refreshed, that's great. But beneath all the lights and all the noises, there's another feeling running quietly through our city. And that is this called weariness. So a study, 2021 study shows this, that Singapore is known as one of the most fatigued nations in the world. Look at the person next to you. Do they have dark eye ring? All right. We work for long hours. We stay online even longer and somehow still feel restless. And many of us here, right, we wake up tired, go to bed, scrolling and scrolling for hours, and we live in this constant kind of low-grade exhaustion. So whether you're young or whether you're old, you're thriving or you're struggling, sometimes, right, many of us, right, may find ourselves asking this question: where can my soul truly rest? Christmas is supposed to bring joy, but maybe the gift that we need most for this year is rest. It is not an afternoon nap. It is a soul rest. Finding rest in your soul. Rest from holding everything together, carrying the responsibilities, living in uncertainties, waiting without answers, fighting the battles that no one sees, pretending to be okay. Some of us, we may be coming in and smiling, but deep inside, we are whispering this, that God, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. So, and this is why today it matters. As we talk about Christmas, right? Christmas isn't just about the gift that we exchange. It's about the gift that God wants to give. He wants to give this gift to the weary. So we are going to discover it in this passage. In Isaiah 40, right, chapter 40, it speaks straight to the tired heart. And today, we are going to look into Isaiah 40, verse 27 to 31, which is the verse that our service leader, Eli, has mentioned. She almost preached half of my passage already. So I was talking to God, that God, what am I going to do? But I didn't tell her what I'm going to preach, you know? But I truly believe that God wants to minister to everyone as we expound the word, okay? So let me share with you some backgrounds of this Isaiah 40, chapter 40. Isaiah is one of the major prophets of the Old Testament, wrote this book under the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. And it spans three major time periods. So if you look at Isaiah 40, right, what happened is Isaiah, right, chapter 1 to 39, right, is talking about Isaiah's own lifetime during the Assyrian threat. And then if you move on, Isaiah 40 to 55, right, it addressed that the people, the God's peoples, right, later on, they're already in this exile in Babylon. Then in chapter 56 to 66, right, it talks about that the people look forward to their future return and restoration. So if we look into this Isaiah 40, right, okay, there's something unthinkable happened. Jerusalem has fallen. The temple is destroyed. Families have marched hundreds of kilometers into the Babylon. And for 70 years, they live as captives. They are not just feeling defeated. They're feeling discouraged, displaced. They're feeling deeply weary. And this city, right, their city is lying in ruin. The leaders were gone and their identity felt shattered. And in their hearts, right, they wondered, God, do you still see us? Have you forgotten us? If you read this passage, in Isaiah 40, it actually speaks about this emotional darkness. And as God himself, right, he speaks through the prophet Isaiah to comfort his weary people, right? In verse 1, if you look at Isaiah verse 1, it talks about this, that actually God gives a tender call. He gives a tender call saying that comfort, comfort for my people. And then they move on to say in verse 12 to 26, they talk about lift their eyes. Lift their eyes to remember and see the greatness of the Creator. And then they move on to this verse 27 to 31 that talks about this, that God reminds his people through Isaiah that God, who created the stars, who created the universe, he has never abandoned the weary. Why I share to you this context? Because having understand this background will help us to more than just understanding the verse, it helps us to recognize that what we are going through, the feeling, is not something that is new, but it is what people and the peoples of Israel has gone through as well. Their world felt unstable, unsafe, and much like ours today. In fact, recently, severe floods in the Southeast Asia hit in, and devastating Hong Kong flat fire shook many lives. And my mom was telling me, remember to buy fire insurance, buy a good one, okay? So events like this remind us about how fragile our life is and how many people are carrying this kind of quiet fear and weariness in our heart. So, but the thing is this, when God speaks, you know something? If you look at this passage, God does not speak with anger. He does not speak with that rebuke. But God spoke in comfort. Comfort, comfort my people. And that is the verse 1 in chapter 40. You see, what does it show here? God sees, God knows, God has not forgotten his people. He has not forgotten you and I. And that's why in verse 27 to verse 31, right, it shows about this, that how we can find strength. So today we're going to look into this verse, this passage. Shall we read together Isaiah 40, verse 27 to 31? 1, 2, go. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Today, I'm going to talk about this. The theme is a gift like no other. And does this gift find rest? Rest in a weary world. So the part one of this today sermon is rest in a weary world. And this is God's word. How do we find rest in a weary world? Well, two truths today. The first one, when we forget who God is, weariness overwhelms us. When we forget who God is, weariness overwhelms us. Isaiah begins in verse 27 with this Israel cry and complain. What did he say? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. What does it mean here? In another simpler word, it means this. God, You don't see me. You've forgotten me. You don't care. Church, maybe sometimes we feel this way before. That we felt that what we are going through, God somehow is not looking at it, is not intervening. And we ask that, God, do you see what I'm going through? Why is there no breakthrough in this particular areas of my life? Or you even questions and doubt that, God, are you even around? Why are you silent? You see, the peoples of Israel during that time, they felt when they are in the exile, right? They felt invisible. They felt forgotten. As though their prayer, right, kind of bows off the ceilings of the Babylon. And let me share with you this. Weariness, right, is all. Weariness sometimes isn't just caused by the physical tiredness. Many times, it comes from carrying things God never meant us to carry. For example, the weight of expectation, the burden of trying to be strong, the pressure to perform, the guilt of the past mistakes, the anxiety of the unknown, the fear of the future. All these things that we carry was not meant, that God was not meant for us to carry. God didn't tell us to carry it, but we carry it on our own. When Israel forgot who God is, what happened? Weariness start to get heavier. The situations get heavier. Because why? Their perspective shrunk. Their problems grew. Their faith faded. And that's why they spiral into this thing called the discouragement. And it is so true that when we forgot who God is, how capable He is, sometimes we felt that we are the only one who is in control. And when we lose control, we kind of spiral into that discouragement and feel overwhelmed. So God is reminding us about this. And God responds gently in this way. In Isaiah 40, verse 28a, the Bible says this. Do you not know? Have you not heard? These questions are rhetorical kind of questions. Of course they knew. The peoples of Israel, they knew. They remember the story of Abraham, Moses, the Red Sea, the Promised Land. But that hardship that they are going through made them forget. And that's the same as some of us right here. Sometimes we felt that the life is unfair. Why the person beside me still stay in the company? Well, I'm no longer. I'm being let go. Why is it that other child can enter into their dream school, but my son? Okay. When God seems silent, when our prayer seems unanswered, sometimes we come to this kind of conclusion silently, that maybe God has other priorities, maybe He's tired of me, maybe I've fallen off His radar. And that's why the Bible, you see, that God is reminding us that, hey, do you not know? Have you not heard? Have you not heard of what? In verse B, 28b, the Bible says this. In Isaiah 40, verse 28b, it says this, the Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. Which means this, Isaiah was reminding us of who God is. First, God is everlasting. What does it mean? He is not limited by time. Nothing ever catches Him by surprise. Whenever there's surprise things that happens in my life, right, that things are not going as planned, right, I'll always tell God, I say that, God, I know that this is not a surprise to you. You're everlasting, you know it, and you're in control. And I'll remember about His character. Secondly, remember that He is the creator of the ends of the earth. What does it mean here? He is not limited by the power. He is not limited by power. He is the one who spoke galaxies into creation. Nothing in your life is too complicated, too messy for Him. And he moved on. He says that he will never grow tired or weary. I'm very comforted by this part. He's not limited by weakness. Which means what? Everyone eventually gets exhausted except God. Except God. He never runs out of strength. He never runs out of patience. He never runs out of compassion. And lastly, his understanding no one can fathom. It means this, that you may not understand what is happening in your life, but God sees the picture. He sees the full picture in a way that we never can understand. And Isaiah gives us this most beautiful promises in the scripture. He says this, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. What does it mean here? It means here this, that he doesn't give strength to those who are already strong. He doesn't give power to the perfect, but he gives strength to the weary, to those who are feeling tired, exhausted, burdened. You felt that you run out of your resources. He will show you. So we do not have to pretend to be strong, but we can come before God with honesty. And the thing is this, when we forget who He is, remember, our burden will get heavier. But when we remember who He is, even in the midst of storm, hope will rise again. Hope will rise again. So maybe some of us right here in this year, you're going through some disappointment, whether it's in a strained relationship, health scare, financial pressure, or emotional burnout. Maybe you wondered, God, do you see me? Do you remember me? He does. Nothing will escape His notice. Nothing is beyond His compassion, and nothing is outside His power. I remember just last year, in the late last year and until this year, I was going to the hospital regularly because I discovered there are lumps in my body. I went through biopsies. And when I went through the biopsies and I was chit-chatting with the doctor, right? And the doctor asked me, what do you work as? I work very unique job, okay? So I tell them I work as a very unique. So the doctor was doing the biopsies while I'm talking. We're chatting. I say, I'm from Hope Church. Oops, I shouldn't tell you I'm from Hope Church. You know which church I mean. And when I'm talking about this, right? For moments, right? There's certain anxiety, definitely. But that's all the moments when I go through the biopsies. I was telling God that, God, my life is truly in your hands. There are moments where I feel so tired going to hospital, and I really don't like the whole experience. But every time I go, I truly encourage that I get to connect with someone, I get to pray for someone, and in the midst of waiting for a result. To cut the long story short, thank God the biopsies turned out okay, not serious, not cancerous, and I'm still here. And I truly tell God that, God, you must have a greater plan. You prolong my life. So in the midst of all this, what kind of conversations that we have with God? It also shows us that, do we really trust God? Do we really believe in Him? That He will lead you in every season. And that's why today when I share with you the word about strength, finding strength in God, it is not true. It does not just come from the Bibles that the word itself is living and is active. And it truly gives me the strength. So how do we find rest? Second, the first one, when we forget who God is, weariness will overwhelm us, right? Second one, when we trust God, who God is, His strength renewed us. When we trust who God is, His strength renewed us. When we trust who God is, His strength renews us. Isaiah continues this. He says this in verse 30 to 31. Can I get all of us to read together? One, two, go. That's right. You see, even the strongest, the most energetic people. Look around you. In your life group, are there people who are very chatty, energetic? You know, when they enter the room, right, somehow before they enter, you can hear their voice, that kind of energy. Even the strongest, the most energetic people, they will eventually reach their limits. We live on batteries that drains. Our motivation, willpower, discipline, all of it will eventually run out. But God alone is the power source that will never run dry. In fact, in verse 31a, right, it says this, but those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. Can I bring you to another version as well? Because this is the version that I'm really familiar with. But those who wait for the Lord. In King James Version, it's those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wow. Key thing. This word, hope, wait. In Hebrew words, it means kavah. It means what? It is a rich word. That means you wait with eager anticipation. You wait with eager expectation. You look forward with trust. You trust. And in fact, some of the versions in the Bible, it says that those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. Do we trust God? You see, this is not a passive waiting. It is not resignation. It is a hopeful dependence. So to wait on the Lord, it means this, that God, I won't run ahead of you. I trust that you're working even when I don't see it now. So Isaiah used this three powerful verb. If you look at the verse, next verse, the verse in verse 30 to 31b, it says this. Shall we read this together? One, two, go. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Not be faint. You see, soar, run, walk. What does it mean here? Eagles don't run from storms. They don't run away. They don't escape from storms. They rise above them. They stretch their wings and let the wind lift them higher. So, in the very same way, God may not always remove every challenge, but He lifts up every fear, your anxiety, your despair. And there are moments where we pray for breakthroughs, right? Let me tell you, this is the strength of breakthrough moment. The moments that you recognize that God carries you in a way that you can never carry yourself. And He says on, and He continues to say this, that they will run and not grow weary. This is a familiar verse. Since in the young days, and when I was a younger days at the age of 17, I start to learn about this and remember about this verse. But I start to appreciate truly. You see, they will run and not grow weary. Means what? This is the strength for the intense seasons of life. When deadlines pile up, when the work increases, when your family needs more from you, and the responsibilities feel endless. Some of you, you're not just taking care of the young ones, but you are also taking care of the elders at home as well. There are kinds of the intense seasons in your life, but God gives you the ability to keep going when everything is moving faster than you can manage. And it continues to say this, they will walk and not faint. What does it mean here? They will walk and not faint. It means this, that there is strength for the ordinary days. In the days that you felt that it's slow, it's quiet, the days that nothing spectacular happening, but you still have to keep moving. Sometimes God's miracle is not just an instant escape. God's miracle is in the quiet endurance when to keep us walking, to keep us moving in our life. And I like this part that in verse 31a, right, it says this, that but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Do you know the word renew here? It literally means to exchange. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. It means exchange. What does it mean here? It means like change into fresh clothes. Put on this new, fresh clothes. God doesn't just simply top up your strength. Recently, as I was driving, I was talking to God. I was telling God that, God, I feel exhausted. I was feeling tired. My husband was given a last-minute call to be away within 24 hours to go to Taiwan for work. And then I have to tank on a lot of things. And I was telling God that, God, I feel very exhausted. At that moment, as I was driving, right, I was tearing because there's this Rhema word that God spoke to. And he says that, and God, I believe that God wants to speak to you today. God is not going to top up your strength. God is going to give you His strength. His strength. His strength. At that moment, I felt that my heart was so lifted up. I felt that the responsibilities that whatever I have was lifted up, that I have the strength to continue. And that is the season that I truly believe that God wants to remind you that He's not going to top up, but He's going to give you His strength. So many of us here, right, we may go through these seasons as well. And let me tell you, it is, and somehow some of us, you've experienced a breakthrough. Let me tell you, it is never about the positive thinking or the natural willpower. If you find your strength is being renewed, it's truly God who renew you. And let me share with you that many of us may be trying to do self-renewal. You know, there's this sometimes on the YouTube, right? They will talk about this self-renewal thing, how to refresh yourself. Some of us, we have the self-renewal through the entertainment, vacations, or food, or going for shopping, scrolling, okay, and the weekend getaway. All these are great. Okay, I heard from with that people's travels all the way to the Europe, come back, feel refreshed, but they miss the Asian food. Okay, they give temporary relief. But when the music stops, when the travel stopped, the weariness come in. Why? True renewal doesn't come from distractions. It comes from dependence. It comes from dependence on God. It comes from that devotion in God. And to really find ourselves refreshed and renewed is to get back to the Maker, is to get back to our Creator. Only when we wait on the Lord, only when we release the control, surrender our pride, resting in His time, do we receive the strength from Him. And that's why, let me share with you this, when we trust who God is, we'll discover that His strength doesn't just refuel us, it transforms us. Just a few weeks ago, last month, I came to the New Tech Park on Saturday, and I saw this family. I saw this family, and the daughter was wearing sunglasses. So roughly, I know that they are coming for our Shine service. We have a service for our special needs adults and also caregiver, if you're not aware. So alternate Saturday, we will have the service for them, where the caregivers and the Shines will, friends will come and join our service. And during that time, what happened was that I had a conversation. I asked that, is it really sunny? That's why she put on the sunglasses. And the mommy told me that, oh, we kind of able to see the spirit. Yeah. So that's why I'm putting the sunglasses. So I was like, okay, noted. And she was the first time coming to service and is a pre-believer. So my leaders will connect with them, all this. And a few weeks later, my leader texted me and said that, how about can we go to their house and pray for them? And they are asking for prayer. So I went to their house and prayed for them. We pray for the cleansing. We pray for God's presence to fill their place. And most importantly, we share the gospel with the mom and also the 21-year-old daughter. This 21-year-old daughter, she is special needs, disability. And not only that, she's non-verbal. So whatever I can hear, the conversation is always a shouting, groaning. The conversation is not easy. But what I see in the mom's heart is that weariness. That moment, we prayed for her, that God, you lift up that weariness. 21 years, And I told her this. 我相信神给你一个很特别的孩子，他也会给你一个很特别的力量。而这个力量，这恩膏就来自于他。At that moment, I was telling her this, that God has given you a special child. He will give you the special anointing and the special strength to take care of the child. 21 years, never give up. Divorced family, husband was away. And at that moment, we shared the gospel. She accepted Christ. The mom accepted Christ. Of course, the daughter is nonverbal.So when the mom accepted Christ, there was so much joy in the room, I tell you. At that moment, the house was very messy and really dark. But at that moment, she started to ask us, she invited us to remove all the idols in the house. There are 30 over idols, small, big, everything, and our leaders are clearing it. And then we pray for God's presence to dwell in that place.What really touches me was this, that when I say that I'll see you next week for service, the thing is this, she stayed in Sembawang. To come to New Tech Park, to bring the nonverbal 21-year-old special needs child, child with special needs for the service, is really not easy. But she told me this, 不远不远都不远 At that moment, God really touches my heart.Because when a heart is renewed by God, distance is no longer a barrier. Isn't it? When a heart is renewed by God, when this person found hope and strength in God, no matter how far, 我也去 because that is the place that I can encounter God together. And I truly want to thank God for the community. Let me share with you. Next week, we have our Shine service.We have 15 new families that have registered an RSVP with us. 15 new families. They are all bringing their children with special needs, adults' children with special needs, and they are coming together. Can you pray for us and with us that for salvation, that the caregiver will find strength in God, and they will know that 我们的神会给他一个特别的力量 Amen? And that's why I want to say this.Christmas, as much as we feel tired, I want to preach this, that find strength in God. Believers, come to God again, because this is the strength that we can have. And God did not just give us the strength, He gave us the purpose. So this Christmas is coming. Can I share this? That let every invitation get out of this place. We spend money on printing all this,is not to light in this place. Let every of the letterbox, let every of the unit of the door receive a good news. And what is going to happen is this, that receive this good news, because this good news has to be let out. There is this saying that the gospel is only a good news. It says this on the verse. Can we show this? Not the verse, but the saying. That the gospel is onlygood news if it get there in time. So powerful, you know. The gospel is good news if it get there in time. I conducted this funeral service recently. It was a sudden death. Everyone in the family was not expecting it. But the thing is this, that the mom received Christ at the age of 30 plus years.And at the age of 70 plus years, it was a sudden death. She just sat in the living room and passed on. In the midst of mourning and grieving, I really celebrate for her decision to come to know Christ. Let's not wait and let's not delay. Amen? Let the gospel be out. Just yesterday, just 2 days ago,I have a plumber that comes, a fix-it-all man that comes, and I invited him. He told me this, 你请哦，你请我就来。I was like, huh? 我请你就来？哎呀，早知道我就每次就请你了。So I realized something, there are people in your heart that with the heart that is, 你请，你请我就来。If you invite, I will come. And yesterday when I was attending a wedding, I connected with this bride's father. And I say that, would you be able to come for the service? He said, Ken, let me fix all my teeth first before I come. I said, don't need to fix. Jesus love bogey one. Just come. All right. And he was like, ha, 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 ha. And he was wearing namaz. I said, Jesus really love bogey. You just come. You don't need to wait for to fix your bogey, all these things, okay? But, and he was telling me, how, wo lai. So you see, the invitation goes out. Amen? Shall we stand up? We're going to worship and sing this song, In Christ Alone. I want us to fix our eyes onto Jesus and recognize this, that it is truly in Christ alone that you can find strength. And it is truly in Christ alone that we can find purpose. And it is truly in Christ alone that our life will be renewed and transformed and fulfill His purpose, that is to make Him known. Amen. Let's worship together.
In Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battle small. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His strength alone I stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, but as trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory. Oh,
today, I believe that the Lord wants to speak to these two groups of people right here in this place. And the first group of people is this, that you are the believers. There's some of you right here, you felt forgotten, overwhelmed, tired, lonely, hopeless, stuck in these long seasons of waiting. And God is telling us and reminding us this, that He has not forgotten you. He sees you. He knows your weariness. He knows your loneliness. He knows your fear. He knows your weariness. And He is ready to renew your strength. So today, if you're the ones who are going through that, you know that there's various responsibilities that are on hand, and you felt stretched, that you felt that you need God's strength today. On the count of three, can I encourage you to just lift up your hands right up and believe that the Lord is going to give you this divine exchange with you. He's not going to just top up the strength, but He is going to give you His strength. That you are no longer weary and going on your own way, but you trust in Him, our Creator, our everlasting Father. So if that is you today, on the count of three, I want you to just lift up your hands up high and just pray in the Spirit right now. Okay, and just receive this from God. On the count of three, 1, 2, 3, lift up your hand right now. Just lift up your hands and talk to God right now. Group of people is this, that if you are here today, you feel far from God, you have been carrying this weariness alone, you're longing for the peace, but nothing in this world can seem to satisfy you. You may have a Christian name, you have been to church before, or this is your first time to church, but you have not personally accepted Jesus into your life. Today, would you invite Jesus to come into your heart? Would you invite Jesus to come into your life? God has made thousands of steps ahead to reach you. But today, will you open your heart to invite Him into your life? If that is you today, do you like to invite Jesus into your heart? Can I encourage you to say this prayer together with me? And as you say this prayer, you mean it with your heart. 邀请耶稣来到我们的生命里，作为我们的救主。 So for the rest of us right here in this place, believers, let's say this prayer together. And for the pre-believers, if you would like to invite Jesus into your life, let's say this prayer, as this prayer is designed for you to accept Jesus into your life. Dear Jesus,
Dear Jesus,
one more time. Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
And I want to thank you
for dying on the cross.
For my sins.
Right now.
I invite you.
To come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Help me to become.
Help me to become
the kind of person,
the kind of person
I was created to be.
I was created to be.
I pray all this in Jesus' name. And now God's people will say,
Amen.
Let's give a big hand.